All right, we'll lead you off the bat after back-to-back losses in Raleigh. We were wondering what the response might be without TJ Oshie as well. That was quite the response. How would you describe what went into that, particularly maybe the first period and setting the tone early?
Yeah, I think that's more of the hockey that we want to play. As a man, I think everyone was better. We knew everyone had more to give after the last game, and obviously rallying around one of the heart and soul guys in this locker room going down. So it looked good there for a full 60 minutes.
Looked like also maybe checking a lot of the boxes, all the talking points coming into play today, right? Getting in on the forecheck, the physicality, sustained pressure. It seemed a lot of those boxes were checked tonight.
Yeah, I think at this time of year, it's expected to check those boxes. And if you don't, then you're not going to win. So we were focused on that. It was almost a singular focus about work ethic and doing the right things out there. And we know if we do that and we execute, it's going to be a little better than the outcomes we had in Raleigh.
That being said, it may get lost in the shuffle in a 6-0 win. Early second period, they had three power plays consecutively. Win the special teams battle, win the game, but a couple of three big kills there early in the second, and Braden Holt be a big part of that too.
Yeah, Holt's obviously, in order to have a good kill, you got to have a good goalie back there, and he made some big saves. And, you know, at this time of year, you know, no matter what point in the game, special teams are important. So we're just trying to win that battle, and, you know, we did what we needed to do to get the job done tonight.
Big night from your line mates as well, Alex and Backstrom again with two goals tonight. But talk about setting the tone, and Ovi with 11 hits, and I think even on his primary assist to Brett Connolly, maybe just the footsteps giving him the opportunity to set him up there.
Yeah, those two guys are world-class players. They're two of the best out there, and you know, future Hall of Famers. So it's fun to have them on our side, and it's fun to play with them. And you know, they set the tone for this group, so they had a good one.
I'm sure if you were expecting chants from the crowd as far as Devontae Smith-Pelly were concerned, but I know you guys were happy to bring him in. Maybe not the ideal condition or circumstances, but to have him back, what do you think about the impact that he made tonight and also bringing that physicality from the get-go?
Yeah, I mean, hockey's a tight world. It's a tight-knit group here, and obviously Osh goes down. We're a little bit low, and then we get Devo back, and, you know, that brought some light back to the room. It's just fun having him around, and, you know, there's highs and lows, and that was definitely a high, getting a guy like that back who, you know, is going to work for his teammates and going to work extremely hard. So he brought great energy and had a big impact on the game, and, you know, we're going to need that going forward.
What is it about this team? Injury bug hits a lot of teams in postseason play. Everyone deals with adversity. But thinking back to last spring, at Pittsburgh series, early in the Tampa series, you guys were shorthanded again now without TJ. What is it about the team that maybe allows you guys to battle through and deal with that adversity?
Yeah, I think, you know, adversity is something that you're not going to go through the playoffs without. It happens every year, and it comes in different forms. So this year we're battling with two pretty big pieces out, and I mean, last year we had periods of time where there was big pieces out as well at the same time. So it is what it is. The group that goes out there, you know, we're confident in it. If we get the job done and you know, we're executing, you know, we're going to be happy with the outcome if we're playing the way we want.
And we'll leave you with this as the series progresses now in Game 6 on Monday night. I always say you have for years, talking about the foundation, laying the foundation, the investment, the physicality. Do you feel it's trending in the right direction? Seems they're a little shorthanded too as the series wears on here.
Yeah, I mean, this is one game. It's a good win, but it's a series, and you know, it's far from over. We're going to go into a tough rink against a tough team. So you know, we're going to continue to do the right things, and you know, until the end comes, we're going to be trying to invest. We're going to be trying to play physical and right to the final buzzer.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.